Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You're listening to the Nap Meditations Podcast. We're glad you're here. We'd like your help to grow this podcast, so if you're listening on Spotify, please be sure to rate us. Share us with friends and family so they can enjoy naps too. And if you want to listen without ads, get our premium feed by signing up at napmeditations.com. These free episodes are made possible by our advertisers and sponsors. So let's get started with this episode, brought to you by Welcome to Skipping Stones, brought to you by napmeditations.com. Never listen to this relaxing audio session while driving or doing anything that requires your attention. Take a moment to sit or lay down in a comfortable position, and when you're ready to relax completely, allow your eyes to close now. And with your eyes closed, focus for a moment on the way your body is being supported, and notice your breathing and how you can begin to relax a little bit more each time you exhale. As you listen to the sounds of the lake around you, allow the sound of the lake lapping the shore and my voice to whisk you away for just a few moments. As you begin to imagine yourself standing on the shore of a lake, overlooking the water, and as you look around you in your imagination, perhaps you'll notice if there are trees along the shoreline, or birds in the sky. Watch the calm water for a moment, and notice how it reflects the sky from above. Perhaps it's a sunny day, or maybe there are clouds in the sky. And in a moment, you may even become aware of the time of day and the comfortable temperature of the air around you. Notice if there is a breeze in the air, or if it's very still, as you realize with your real eyes that the shore you are standing on is made up of mostly small stones. Notice the size and shape of the stones on the ground around you. You may even become aware in a moment that many of these stones are flat and round, just the kind of stones that are perfect for skipping across the flat, calm water. Today you'll be skipping three stones out into the lake, and as you do, I'd like you to imagine that as each stone hits the water, it has the magical ability to make what you are focused on at that time much easier to achieve. So imagine that you bend down and pick up the first skipping stone from the ground now. And as you hold the stone in your hand, imagine something that you want to achieve. See yourself achieving this goal. Notice everything that you will see, hear, and feel when you've achieved this goal. And when you're ready, throw the stone across the surface of the lake now. And notice how many times it skips across the water surface before it finally submerges. Now it's time to find your second stone. Imagine that you have that second stone in your hand now. Feel its shape in your hand as you notice whether it's cool or warm to the touch. And as you begin to become more aware of the second thing you wish to achieve, how soon do you want to achieve this second goal? How will it affect your life when you've achieved it? Notice everything you will see, hear, and feel when this goal has been achieved. And when you're ready, throw the second stone across the water surface and notice just how many skips it makes before it disappears below the surface. And as you take a nice deep breath in and relax more deeply now, you begin your search for the third and final stone of this session. Remembering, of course, that you can return to this place at the lake anytime you want to relax. Because really, there is an unlimited number of stones here that you can throw whenever you desire, whenever you want to relax deeply. And now, you are just finding or have just found that final stone. You may notice that it's different from the rest. And as you do, you can relax even more deeply. It's as if in this place, your breathing and relaxation and exhaling tension. That's right. Just relax completely. As that third thing that you want to achieve comes to mind. Think of what you will see, hear, and feel when you have achieved this third goal. Allowing yourself to become more aware now of how you will achieve it and how it will affect your life once you do. And as you throw that rock across the water surface now, watch it fly through the air and skip across the surface of the water until it disappears. Now you can achieve anything that you set your mind to. So take a few moments for yourself and enjoy this wonderful place. it's time to begin coming back to this room and back to now. As I begin to count from 1 to 5, and you can start to awaken, because 1 can begin coming back up to the surface, back to the room, and full awakeness, and feeling 3 times better than you did before we began this wonderful nap meditation, as you come all the way back with your eyes wide open, feeling refreshed and alive with 5 wide awake now. Well, we hope you had a wonderful nap, and until you listen next time, we wish you the very best for a wonderful rest of your day.